Silent Directive is a horror podcast. There are many themes some users may find disturbing. Please check the description before listening. Thank you.
The Silent Directive. Episode 5. The Visitor from the Chimney. Someone is coming down your chimney. How do you feel when I say that? Does it remind you of someone? Someone jolly, kind, someone who carries gifts? It should. That's the modern connotation. Everyone thinks of Santa Claus when a boot appears in the chimney. But it wasn't always like that. Before the tales of the jolly visitor from the North Pole, thinking of a visitor from down your chimney was a bad thing. It was an intruder. It was someone unknown entering your place of living. It was only after Santa that you began to welcome the chimney visitor. No longer did you fear the idea. But as the tales of Santa spread, a countermyth began to emerge. What if someone, something else, came down the chimney? And what if this thing was not there to give, but rather to take? It was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, at least, that's how the original poem is read. The story I have today takes a different turn. Last night, children around the world anxiously awaited the famous visitor from the chimney. Siblings Lucy and Connor were no different. Their family was traveling for the winter, staying at a little cabin up in North Montana. It had been a wonderful visit. The ground was covered in a fresh powder of snow. The presents they had opened so far had been amazing. The cabin was small, but the time with family had been more than enough. At the time I was seeing them, it was well into the night, around 1 in the morning. Little Connor had thrown a fuss about having to go to bed, but he was fast asleep now. Lucy was the older sibling, only by 3 years, but to an 11-year-old, that may have well been a decade. She found herself awake, maybe by chance, maybe by the noise from the rooftop. I heard it. It sounded like the house settling. With the snow piling on top, it very well may have been. But Lucy thought otherwise. She thought she heard bells. She sat up, climbing down the bunk bed ladder and shaking Connor awake. He began to ask if it was morning, but Lucy shushed him. "It's midnight," she said. "I think he's here." Another creak sounded out. Both of them were convinced. I'll admit, even I wondered if it was truly the jolly man. In the world I've seen, anything's possible. As the siblings crept out of their room and made their way downstairs, I followed. Because I'm no corporeal being, I could see both the children and the roof at the same time. I saw what was making the noise, and a disturbing sense of dread settled deep within me. This was not a friendly visitor. But the children continued down the stairs, unaware. They ventured into the living room. The room was filled with neatly wrapped presents, surely exactly what they wrote letters about. Before they could begin to inspect, a noise came from the chimney. A quiet, shuffling, scraping noise. The children watched excitedly, as I watched with fear. I don't usually fear for the subject of my stories. Experiences happen, and I, nor anyone, can do anything about them. But I feared for these children as the creature came down the chimney. That scraping noise? Lucy figured it might be a belt buckle or something of the sort. It wasn't. It was the horns of this thing scraping along the brick chimney walls. As it descended, the faint sound of bells could be heard, making larger the excitement in the children. Lucy sat down in front of the tree, while little Connor took a seat directly in front of the fireplace. He watched in silent, joyous anticipation. This joy began to waver once a black, hairy hoof stepped onto the ash. Connor looked back to Lucy for confirmation, for some signal that all was normal. But she did not give one. She only stared in slowly growing horror as the creature pulled itself from out of the chimney. It had 4 limbs, two hooves for legs and long arms with two elbows in the front. Its body was covered in black fur or hair. On its back was an ancient-looking wicker basket. It stepped forward, walking on four limbs before standing upright. Its front arms were so long they almost reached the ground as it stood at full height. Connor pushed himself back, away from the creature, until his back pressed against the couch. The creature's face was equally as horrifying as its body. A tangled mess of hair and twigs hung from its chin, supposedly a beard. Its face only vaguely resembled that of a man, permanently bent in a painful sneer, like it were gritting its teeth through pain. Speaking of its teeth, they were crooked and huge, the top row jutting out to the right and the bottom row jutting out to the left. Its nose was like that of a donkey. Its eyes were hollow orbs of white light, bulging outward from its long, thin skull. On top of its head were two thick horns, like that of the great Elland antelope. Rusted bells were tangled around those horns, quietly jingling as it moved. It began to make a choked, sniffing noise, moving its head back and forth. It took a step forward, leaning down on its front limbs, its face moving towards Connor. He closed his eyes as the creature took a long, deep inhale. Lucy stood up. Her heart was beating faster than her ribcage could handle, but she grabbed an ornament off the tree and threw it. She hadn't been quite sure of a plan, but she wanted this thing away from her brother. The circular ornament bounced off the creature and shattered on the floor. In a split-second moment, the creature's arm shot out toward Lucy. Its hand was long and deformed. Its fingers were too long to curl into a fist. They reached Lucy before she blinked and closed tightly around her. Its other hand wrapped around Connor and lifted him up, too. Both children were dangling above the floor as the thing raised them upward. They would have screamed, but its grip was so tight the air was forced from their lungs. It didn't look mad. It didn't look anything. Its face was still that unnatural smile it was, its teeth seemingly too big to allow its mouth to close. Being so close, they could now see its eyes had no pupils. It moved its head toward Lucy as she struggled and gasped. It took another long, deep inhale. After it was finished, it dropped her to the ground. She landed on her back and crawled away from it. Then it moved its head back to Connor. It took the same deep sniff, only it did not drop Connor. A low grumble came from the creature, sounding like a deep chuckle. With its other hand, it reached around its back and unclasped the basket, opening the top. Slime and ooze dripped from the lid of the basket. Lucy, too scared and stunned to move or speak, watched as the beast lifted Connor over its head. He and Lucy met eyes one last time before he was dropped into the basket. Lucy screamed out, yelling as loud as she could, but the creature had no reaction. It simply closed the basket lid. Lucy continued to scream, getting to her feet. She yelled at the creature, throwing more ornaments. It turned around, completely ignoring her. Lucy watched as it clambered back up through the chimney and disappeared. She cried and screamed, unsure of what to do. Before too long, her parents rushed down the stairs, turning on the lights and asking what happened. I wish something could have gone differently. I wish something could have gone differently. What a horrid, terrible creature. Based on my knowledge and what I saw, I believe it to be a Krampus. I don't know if there are multiple or just one Krampus. According to legend, it sniffs behavior in children and takes the ones who haven't been good. An unfair judgment, to say the least. I was hoping for a brighter story for the holiday season, but this is what I saw last night. I felt it unfair to poor Lucy to not share. I apologize for my late broadcast. My schedule must remain the same. It is very important. But, as is said, it is that time of year. I wanted to tell a story of relevance, so I had to wait. Sure enough, the night of the Christmas Eve holiday, I found myself there. I'm still not sure how to navigate myself, but I was seeking a holiday story, and I found one. Interesting. Well, I hope you all have a nice holiday. Be careful, and remember, where there are folk tales, there are experiences. Stories that survive for so long do so for a good reason.